We're learning Masech the Sivamis Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the name of Rav Tzara Seita Asur Tum Ksivi Berkai Reis. The Gemara had asked a kasha from the Mishnah in Seita, the first Mishnah in Seita that says that Nichnasi Mele Seiser, after Kinoi, after the Baal Sed Al Tisri in Pliny, she did go to Mele Seiser. And Shalasama Kadei Tumas, so you have Kinoi and you have Stira, so she's Asur Lebeis, she's also to her husband, Asur Lechel Chuma, Vimeis Chaletzis Loimis Yabemis. Ostensibly, the kasha is, if Rav says, Sara Seita Asur Tum Ksivi Bekarayis, he must mean that there's no chalitzi either, just like a rais. And here it says, chalitzis loy misya bemis. So Gemara says, Amal achrav, aminil chana seite vaday, vat amali seite sofik. I only said it when it's a vaday. When it's a vaday, she's parted from chalitza. When it's a sofik, she's not parted from chalitza, she's chalitzis. And the Gemara goes into it, that the vaday, it says, v'nitma. So by seif, he said, usa says tumma. Tair says, no, you don't have tumma by seif the sofik. And Taiz explains, it says in the parasha of Sayyid the Safik, the parasha of Nosai, the Nitma, that means the Pasuk is discussing that there's two possibilities. And the Pasuk means that we consider we have the Din of Safik and Vaday. We have the Tumma because she might have been Mizana. But the Tumma wasn't said on the Safik, the Tumma was said on the Vaday. Now, in order to understand the Sugya, we have to also learn all the sugya and cite the Dafei Davov. I'm going to say over the Teichen of the Gemara and cite the Dafei Amud Beis and Davov Amud Aleph, and we'll see what we need for our sugya. On this Mishnah that the Gemara quotes here, Nichlis Melaseisa Vishasma Kadei Tuma and Meis Chaletzis Loi Misavem. So the Gemara asks Kasha there, why? Why is she Chaletzis? Why is she Misavem? So Rav Yosef answers the Teretz. It says in the pasuk, "V'yatsa mi'beisa v'holcha v'haisa l'ish acher, l'ish acher v'loy liyava." Rashi explains this pasuk is by the parasha of Gerishin, where there it says, "Kimatsa da ervis davar," and the Gemara understands that means "Kimatsa ervis davar" means she was mezana, and yimagarisher because she's mezana. V'holcha v'haisa l'ish acher, she goes to a different, she can marry somebody else, but she can't marry the yava. Now, when yimagarisher, there's anyway no yibum. So the Gemara is darshaning that when she's mezana, kimatz be'erviz davar, then when you megarish her, she can marry someone else. But one person she can't marry when she's mezana is liyavim. He's not an acher. This nus that she had, the matz be'erviz davar, only permits her to wish acher. She'll never be mutter to liyavim. That's the Gemara's drasha there. Why is Satan is also to liyavim? And the Gemara asks the kasha. And Rashi says, because you're telling me she doesn't go to the Yavam, so Kumtei says, no Zikis Yivam. So Nechatei says, she's Shini Chalitza. Rashi says a little more. He says, La'acher v'loy liyavam is going on the case of Yivam. And you see, she's Mutta La'acher. So it sounds like without Chalitza. So Rav Yosef said, but if the Baal is alive, she needs a get, right? So Ibazai certainly shall need Chalitza. How do you know she needs to get the pasuk? He must have ever done, and still says because of the sefer krisus. So you see, from the Baal she needs to get, it's not shayach from the yavam. She doesn't need chalitza. That's the first lashon of the Gemara, and then the Gemara afterwards brings the Tam of Rava, which we have in our sugya also. The reason why she's not in the yavam, and Yosef has a pasuk lachav of the yavam, and Rava says the kal v'chaimim, but mutul lenestra, but also well, the kol shekem, she became also to the Baal, who was always mutter, the yavam, who was always asr, calls again, she'll be asr to the yavam. And the Mari brings a similar thing by Max Grushasr later. Adkan the sugya in Saita. Now, in our sugya, Rav said, Sara Saita asur tumuk sivi bakar rais. Where does it say tumul agabi the yavam? As a fact, Achrainim, the Bukhar Shar has the kasha, Tvur Shar has Kadushim in the back, calls the Bukhar Shar. Tumuk sivi bakar rais is by the Baal, the hechet haste of the yavam. So the Bechar Shar says, Agamar was saying on the Kal V'chaymer. Rav is teretz there. The Gemara is Kal V'chaymer and it brings later. The Mutal and Esra V'asla L'kol Shkein. Now, we might as well a little bit the Kal V'chaymer because I've added Shayach that she should be asr to the Yavam, to the Baal, and still be mutter to the Yavam. And like Taisa says, Taisa said to his mashman, Ikas Svar is if she became asr to the Baal. She was always asked to the Baal, you wouldn't say this svara. But he asked the kasha, what if the Baal became a psua daka? And she became asa. But then she's mutter to the yavam. And Taisus in Yavamis, that Pedalna Mabe says, well, the maisa didn't happen to the ish, it happened to the ish. Palachai, the svara is, and Kamadamani, it says it ergus, but I couldn't find it, that the vart is if the marriage got messed up. By Saita, and Mamazi Grishasai, the Saita Dover is, the marriage relationship got nesar. Because she was Mizana, or because he was Megarish and she married someone else, which also is Ke'en, a Pegia in the Ishus, so Kolshkin that would apply to the Yavam, which is a Hemshift to the Baal's Ishus. But that's the Kal V'chaymer. So the B'chay Shor says that the Gemara is being Seimich on the Kal V'chaymer. And that's how we know the Seita herself is Asa to the Yavam, because of the Kal V'chaymer. So now we have the Tumah to the Baal, so it's the Kal V'chaymer, that would make the Tumah go to the Yavam, and Tumah is Karayis, and that would part to the Tzara. Yishenim bring, forget, they bring Rav Yosef's teretz, they bring La'achav Leil Yavam. That we know that the Seita is Asa to the Baal is La'achav Leil Yavam. We'll speak after Yishenim with the Klarkad very soon. But the Stipler's Medayik from Taisus and the Rosh, that they don't hold that that's the chat. Because the Taisus and the Rosh ask the Kasha, if there's a din, and we'll speak about this Barichos, but if there's a din Tumah Ka'arayis, which asks if, in case she was Mizana Vaday, so then the Svara would be that if it's a Suffolk, so she has a Suffolk if she has that din. So Frektais and the Rosh, so how could the Gemara they ask with the Siyam Yivume, we have the din of Tumah Ka'arayis, even though the din of Tumah Ka'arayis only applies to a Saita Vaday, but a Saita Suffolk is a Suffolk if she's a Saita Vaday. So you can't pater her from Chalitza, because we don't know that she was Mizana, but how could she be Miyamim? We have a Suffolk, maybe she's Mizana. So what's the Gemara's Kashuk to Siyam Yivume? The Gemara says two Terutzim. The Gemara says a teretz of La'achav Leil Yavam. The Gemara says another teretz of a Kal V'chaymer. We have another teretz. Since Tumah Ksivi B'Karais, even though the Tumah is only by Saita Vaday, but every Saita Suffolk is a Suffolk if it's a Saita Vaday. So how can the Master Siyam Yavume? But according, if you're going to say that the only reason why we know that the Tumah applies to the Yavam is because of the Kal V'chaymer, like the B'char Shar, or because of La'achav Leil Yavam like the Rishenim, so what's Taisus Kasha? The Gemara there was starting from scratch. The Gemara there didn't know yet La'achav Leil Yavam or Kal V'chaymer. The Gemara didn't have to bring in Tumah, because Tumah is by Vaday, and by Suffolk, we'll tell you La'achav Leil Yavam and Kal V'chaymer. And then this Gemara is coming afterwards. Once we know La'achav Leil Yavam, then the Tumah by Vaday will tell you that she's Pater and she Pater's Tzara. But you don't have the kasha why the Gemara asked with the Siyam Yivumi. Al-Karchach, when Taisa and the Rosh, you have to say that Tumah Ksiv Barayis is directly on the Yavam. And the Stipler says like this, because you can't say it goes on the Baal, because it's not Karayis for the Baal. For the Baal, we have the Hechruch Estefes Kedushin. It's a Pasuk. He Matzva Evers Dover, and Evers Dover is a Seit of Adai. You learn that Dover is to Adem, Dover, Dover, Mimamin. And still the Pasuk says you need to get. So clearly it's not Karayis Lagabi the Baal. The Gemara learns out in that Mem test that by the Baal the Istvis is Kedushin. So Al-Karcha, the Tumah, Karayis, must be for the Yavam. He says, the Yishalmi really says that it says three times Tumah, Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal, Echel the Yavam. Now the Bavli says, Echel the Baal, Echel the Baal, Echel the Tumah. But even according to the Bavli, the Tumah that's negated to the Dinarayis is a direct message to the Yavam. He says, we don't know exactly how to darsh him sukkim, but that's what's muchik from Taisa the Rosh, how they learned that when Rav said Tumah Ksivi B'Karayis, it wasn't Mitzad the Kal V'chaymer or La'achav Leil Yavam. That's him. The Tumah Ksivi B'Karayis is a direct din the Negei of the Yavam. And this could be Negei of the Cheshbon that we're going to discuss soon. But let's chazer over what we did till now. Rav says it's Tumah Ka'arayis, and the Lashon of Gemara is Tzara Seit is Asura, and the Gemara Lechair is Muchik, that who then the Seit of Itzaras is also Pater from Chalitza, and that's a din of Arayis, and the Kash is the Tumah that says by Seit, where does it say it in the Gay and the Yavam? So there's the Teretz, because we have the Kal V'chaymer, which makes it should be in the Gay and the Yavam, There's a teresh in the Rishonim that we'll discuss that la'achar v'lo liyavam makes it negayit to the yavam. But there's a pshat that is muchach in the teresh in the Rosh, like the stipler says, and no, that don't worry so much about how the drasha works. Al karka, there's a drasha tumah karayis directly on the yavam, and because the din arayis can't be negayit to the baal, the mele we have to zetzanayin dafka by the yavam. Now we sent over the Gemara in Seita. The Gemara in Seita asks the Kasha to Siyam Yivumi by a suffix Seita. And the Gemara brings Rav Yosef's Teretz, V'halchav Haisel Ish Achel Achav El Yavam, a Xeris Akasav La'achat, telling you that you can't marry the Yavam when she's a Seita, when it's Matzav Ervis Navar. And the Gemara's Kasha was, Ihachi Afilah Chalitza Nami Lay Tibaya. And the Gemara's Teretz was, Ilu Issel Abal Milabai again, Hashanami Tibaya Chalitza. So the Ramban, let's learn up the Ramban. The Ramban asked the following question. How could Rav say, Tumma Karayis, and she's parted from Chalitza, the Gemara in Saita Zakta Svara, Rav Yosef said a Svara, that just like from the Baal she needs a get, in them state, from the Yavam Ni Chalitza, the Yavam's not going to be worse than the Baal. How does it stim the two Gemaras? Agamar is Mavur Ladas Rav, she doesn't eat Chalitza. And the Gemara in Saita, Rav Yosef said a drasha v'achav alei liyavam, which really should pater from Chalitza. But Rav Yosef said it can't, because since the Baal needs a get, in the nail of the Yavam needs Chalitza. How do these two shtim? So Zakt, the Ramban at first, it's a machlaikis. Rav holds, it says a tumma karayis. Rav's mechadish adin tumma karayis. Tumah karayis in dem state of Tur Chalitza. So Mamela, he can't hold the Svara, even though the Baal needs a get. But because the Baal, there's no din tumah. There's no din tumah karayis for negay the Baal. The negay the Yavam, there's a din tumah karayis. The negay the Yavam, you don't need Chalitza. Which this is how we're explaining. This is Taisa's gang. The Rav is going specifically with tumah karayis with nothing else. That's what the Ramban says. But then he asks Akasha, why do we say Lagabe the Yavam is a Tum and Yoni Chalitza? And by the Baal we say that it's Taifas Kedushin. We don't learn out from the Tumah that it's not Taifas Kedushin. The Stipe who is learning in Taisis is Xeris Akasav. But that's the Ramban's Kasha. And the Ramban asks another Kasha. But Marzah Girushasai, the Gemara was saying, Atzad, that even according to Rabbanan Ya'asad Itzara, because and since it says even though the Rabbanan use Zachary Shetamah for the case of Saita, but they apply to Magzir Sasi as well. But it's Mavur in the Sugya that according to the Rabbanan, by Magzir Sasi will be Chaletzis. The Chaya, if Tuma is a din that it knocks off Chalitza also, Patasum Chalitza, so why the Magzir Sasi we don't say Patasum Chalitza? So Taisus kinda has an answer to this kasha. Taisus says that if it says tuma, so then we say it's part of a chalitza. But if it really doesn't say tuma, it's only because ein mikreis nepshutai, that wouldn't part of a chalitza. And mikreis nepshutai is not genug to part of a chalitza. It would ask it at Sarah, but it wouldn't part of a chalitza. So Stipe says, and it's yisant pshat, the Fiwa was saying that really the tuma is written by the Baal. We have a drasha applying it to the Yavam and not to the Baal. That's what Taisus holds. You can't apply it to the Baal because the Baal doesn't have a din karayis. Now the drasha is to apply it to the Yavam. But that's only the tumah that taka, the Torah says a tumah by Seita, and that can't apply to the Baal. And the mele we apply it to the Yavam. But by Magzir Shasai, the Torah didn't say tumah. It's only that's ein mikreis in deip shutai. A mikriyasin de pshutai is not for the yavam. It's for the baal. And the baal, the hechrich, is not mamish karayis, at least not the negayat that he needs again, so the yavam would need chalitza. So if there's a drasha, the drasha says, okay, the baal needs a get, but there's a drasha of tumah. The drasha of tumah would apply specifically to the yavam to pat the chalitza. But if there's no drasha, it's only a mikriyasin pshutai. The Pshuta Shemikri said it's talking about the Baal. By the Baal, it's not Mamish Karayis, because the Baal would still need a get. That's why there'll be no Ptur Chalitza from Ein Mikra Mnei Tzir Dev Shutai. And this is all in Taisa's Gang. So again, Taisa's Gang is the Tumach Sivibah Karayis Alein is going directly on the Yavam and directly Patris from Chalitza. And there's Exeris Akasav, it doesn't work by the Baal. That's how Taisa's learns. And Mamar's the Gurishasai, also since there's no Drasha really that it goes by the Yavam, it's only a Mikra Etzim Shutai, and Mikra Etzim Shutai would tell you that it works by the Baal, and Mamela, it wouldn't be Karayis the Patra from Chalitza, just like by the Baal, it doesn't Patra from a Get. But this is all in Taisa's. But the Ramban asks these two Kashas. Taisa's, the Ramban didn't hold there was Exeris Akasav that it doesn't work by the Baal. So he's very bothered. Why should Tumah be dafka by the Yavam to pata for Chalitza, not from the Baal to say that she doesn't need a get? And also, in Ma'ariv Zegurishah, saying, why do we say you need Chalitza? And there also it says Tumah. So the Ramban says, you're right. Tumah ksivi bar karayis cannot pata Chalitza. That's the Ramban's maskana. Why are you pata for Chalitza? Because Rav darshes la'achav v'loy li'yavam. And Rav doesn't hold the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, La'achav lo li'avim can pat the chalitza. Rav holds La'achav lo li'avim does pat the chalitza. And what's the tumah? The tumah is to make sarasa kamaisa. So in Ma'arzik Yerushasai, according to Rabbanah, doesn't say La'achav lo li'avim. All it says is tumah. La'achav lo li'avim is going on saita, it's going on znus. Not Ma'arzik Yerushasai. So there is no drash of La'achav lo li'avim, Ma'arzik Yerushasai. Tumah can make sarasa kamaisa. But tumah cannot pat it from chalitza. Now the Rashba, and I think he's trying to explain the Ramban, he's very bothered, that if Tumah Ksivah B'Karayis is only to make Sarasa Kamesa, and the Ptur Chalitza comes from Lachav L'Yavam, so what's this whole Gemara here? The Gemara by Saita Safik asks Akasha, why is it Chaletzis? Saita Safik says Tumah. Saita Safik doesn't say V'Hol Chavaisu L'Shachar. I mean, the Gemara says that even by Saita Safik it doesn't say Tumah. But the Gemara says it does. But the Gemara's whole kasha was that it's chalitzas. The feeder and van, tumah and chalitza don't go together. Tumah is to tell you the tzar is aser, and chalitza you learn from lachav eliyavam. But this Gemara the lechar is mamish mavur that tumah is telling you that it's not chalitzas. So the Rashba says you got to put the two together. You need both, and he says like this: if it wouldn't be for tumah ksivi b'karayis, you wouldn't dash an achav eliyavim l'shitas Rav, because you would say the yavim's also called an achar. You wouldn't have that drasha. You wouldn't dash in if it wouldn't be for tumah ksivi b'karayis. You wouldn't dash an achav eliyavim. You would say the yavim's also an achar. Leish achar includes the yavim, but since we have tumah ksivi b'karayis, which would I'll call panim tell you that you can't be miyabim. Now we know what the dash an achav eliyavim, which, according to Rav, would tell you she's parted from Chalitza, to apply to the Yavam. Now, if you'd only have Tumah Ksivi B'Karayis, that would only part to the Tzara. It would ask to the Tzara. But you still would have to be Chalitza. Both she and the Tzara would be Chalitza. Tumah Ksivi B'Karayis would ask to the Tzara, but it wouldn't part from Chalitza. Why would he part from Chalitza? Because it says La'acher. But La'acher alone, you wouldn't darshan without Tumah. La'acher teams up with Tumah. Once you have Tumah and you have Li'acher, Li'acher tells you, La'acher tells you Ptur Chalitza, because you have it in Tumah. And the Gemara held that since these two are going together, Tumah alone would only tell you an Issitzar and not Ptur Chalitza. But Tumah is Megala that Li'acher tells you Ptur Chalitza. Once Tumah is Megala, so any time we have a din Tumah, like by Sayyid the Safik also, we'd also dash it from Li'acher that the Tumah would be Abtur Chalitza. The Gemara says, Sayyid the Safik, there's no din Tumah, and the Neila, there's no Abtur Tzara, and there's no din Chalitza. Akan the Rishayim. So the Rishayim are saying something which is a little hard to understand. La'acher v'loy li'yavam would tell you that there's no din Chalitza. But Tumah, even though Tumah would tell you Karayis, but Tumah alone would only tell you an Issitzar, but it wouldn't tell you Ptur Chalitza. Why not? Arayis are both. Arayis, you have an Issitzar, and also Ptur Chalitza. What's Takab Shant that Tumah would go and tell you an Issitzar, but it wouldn't tell you Ptur Chalitza? What's Takab Shant in that? And La'acha would tell you Ptur Chalitza. What's Takab Shant? So Baruch Meir says a Meir de Gevart. Baruch Shmuel Simon Zayin. And Baruch Meir says the Issat Sara is in the Parsha of Arayis. The Issat Sara is totally on one thing and one thing alone. Is it an Erva? Is it Chayiv Karis? Is it Keshe de Rav Yena? So come to Pasuk and says Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis. Even though there's no Karis, it's not in the Parsha, but it says Tumah. You have Xavier Shava Tumah Tumah. So Mela Tumah puts Saita in the Parsha of Arayis. The Mela, there's a din, it asks the Sara. But the Torah Chalitza is not totally on the Shem Erva. The Torah Chalitza is totally in Tfisus Kedushin. That's the Gemara in Nafkaf. The Gemara says, Kol Ha'il Yiv Me'el Chalitza, Kol She'enel Me'el Chalitza, Yidarshi from Him Layachwitz L'Kachas, and then there's a drasha of Yivimtai, telling you that Chai V'lam V'asei Ha'il L'Chalitza, Umay Reyes, it depends. If it's Tfisus Kedushin, so then it's Ha'il L'Chalitza. If it's no Tfisus Kedushin, then it's Patef Amiv Men Chalitza. So Azat the Chakira, Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis, is that telling you that really Saita is not an Erva? But Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis is a Gzeiras HaKasuv that all the dinim of Arayis, Lagabe Yibum, apply to Saita. If that would be the Pshat, then Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis will tell you both things. Will tell you in Issat Sara and in Turabim V'Chalitza. And that's what the Ramban said in the beginning. And that's what I'm telling you. And Baruch Hu doesn't say this. Taisus holds this way l'maisa. And Baruch Hu says the Rambam holds that way l'maisa. That Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis is not telling you that Saita is an Issa Erva. Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis says it has the dinim of Arayis. So that would be both. Arayis happened to have all these dinim. And again, we're saying, like the Stipler told us, that you don't need anything. Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis is said Lagabe the Yavam. Chareinim asked the Kashin, said Lagabe the Baal. No, the Gemara is darshing it Lagabe the Yavam. Fakek, Lagabe the Baal, it's not Karayis. Lagabe the Baal is Tvisus Kedushin on the Saita. Gemara Elay Namem Tes. Lagabe the Yavam, it is Karayis. So that's the Pshan. So then you can't be Mechalik between the Ptur Saita and even Chalitza. Whatever din Erva has, Lagabe Yibum, Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis, and the Drash of Sagamara, that the Tumah applies to the Yavam, but apply to both dinim. And Baruch Meir's Medayik in the Rambam says a Lashon, Isha Shazinzatach is Baal Barasim, Eder Abturim and Achlitza Vayibim, Machain Sarasa, Ki Ilu Isa Erva Ala Yavam, the nation Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis. It's as if she was an Erva. She's not an Erva. It's as if, because Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis, it's Xeris the custom, she has Dini Arayis, although she's not an Erva. So there you can't be Mechalik between the Issat Sara and the Ptuyim Mechalitza. But the other side, and this is what the Rabban and the Rashba hold, is that Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis means, Lagabe the Yavam, she has Din Issar Erva. She's an Erva Eifivam. She is an Erva. But Avada she has Tfisus Kedushin. That's the Gemara Svar and Saita. For the Baal, she has Tfisus Kedushin. So Avada for the Yavam also shall have Tfisus Kedushin, shall have Chalitza. So why is she Pater from Chalitza? Now let's Tumah Ktivi B'Karayis. Because La'achav Leil Yavam. La'achav Leil Yavam is a drasha telling you that there's no din Yivam in Chalitza. Could be like Al Sarashi. Because La'acher, she could get married La'acher v'loy li'avam. And Rav's not bothered by the fact that there's Tfisus Kedushin to the Baal. No, it's Xeris HaKasuv, La'acher v'loy li'avam. And like the Rashba says, Tzavur and Asugya goes together with Tumah. You need the Tumah to darish La'acher v'loy li'avam, according to Rav. So wherever it would say Tumah, that's where you'd have the din of La'acher v'loy li'avam. But Tumah can't knock off Tfisus Kedushin, can't make up Ptur Chalitza. Because doesn't matter if she's an Erva. Erva is a din tsara. Erva pat is a tsara. But a Ptur Chalitza doesn't come from the Shem Erva. It comes from the din Tfisus Kedushin. Tfisus Kedushin, she has. So if it's Xeris HaKasuv, give her all the din Arayis, even though she's not an Erva, that would apply to Chalitza V'Yibam. That would apply to Tzaras, it would apply to both. And that's how Taisus and the Rambam learn. But the Ramban and the Rashba learn that no, she's an erva legave yibum, but erva is enough to hasid a tzara, and that's why we're ma'aser yishal segoso. She's an erva. It says tuma. Erva is enough to hasid a tzara, but it's not enough to pat the fagalitza. You need lack of tvisas kedushin. This tvisas kedushin by ma'aser yishal say. This tvisas kedushin by seita. Another be chalitza. What patas and chalitza is la'achav le'liyav. So this is the sugya lefi the Rishayim and Taisis that Saita Vetzarasa does not need chalitza. But there are Rishayim that hold that they do need chalitza. The Ravid in the Sagas and the Rif writes, Sugya de Shmaitza, Ava gev de Siv Beitum, Abay Chalitza, Ahi Aitzarasa. The Ila Isla Baal Milay Boy, Get Hashanami Boy Chalitza Vetzarasa Kamaisa. That's the Lashon of the Raivin in his Asagis on the Rif, quoting the Gemara in Seita, Ilu Issa Lamal, when Rav Yosef said the Josh of La'achav Leili Yavam, and Abaya asked him, Mihachi Chalitza Nami Leite Baya, and he answered, Ilu Issa Lamal, Milay Baya, again, Hash Nami Baya Chalitza, so like the Raivin, that's the Halacha. Now, this Sugya L'chair is Mavur, like the Rishayim point out, that you don't need Chalitza. I mean, the Gemara is Kasha here. The Gemara's kasha here was that a meis chaletzik zloim misyabemis, that was the kasha to Rav. What's the kasha? If Rav also holds yini chalitza, what's the kasha b'chla? Also, the Rishayim point out that the Gemara in Nav Gilmol Mendeis is mavur that according to Rav you know yini chalitza, because the Gemara there asks the kasha that according to Rav and Ravasi, why doesn't it say tzaras seita and tzaras islands in the Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, if Yishayna b'tzaras sar, you want to have a case of tzaras sar, because she'll be asked on all the brothers. But if they need chalitza, what's the kasha b'chlam? So that's also a mefurish Gemara that according to Rav, you don't need chalitza. Now, what's pshat in the Ravid? The Ritva brings his Rebbe the Ra, which Taka holds, that Rav never said you don't need chalitza. Tumak sivit b'karayis is only to ask the tzara, not that you need chalitza. Alright, what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha here? The Gemara's kasha wasn't because Chaletzis Leimus Yabemis. The Gemara's kasha was, why didn't it mention that the Tzara is also Chaletzis Leimus Yabemis? Should have mentioned the Tzara. Since the Mishnah only says she's Chaletzis Leimus Yabemis, and it doesn't mention that the Tzara is also, that shows you the Tzara is Mutter. Very interesting. And the Gemara in Dav Gimel Mabez, he says even more dachuk, that since anyway the Gemara had to say a Teretz Ravasi, so the Gemara threw in the Teretz according to Rav as well. The Ritva there is bothered, he brings down the Ra'ah, but he's bothered, he holds like the Ramban and the Raj, but he's bothered like, so it's a very big Deichik. Ma'akabanim, that could be one shot in the Ravid. The Ramban explains, that so according to that shot, you're going to have to say a little bit like we're saying in the Ramban and the Raj, but in the Baruch Ber, that even though Tumuk Sivi Bakarayis, that would only work to pass it to Asid Tzara, wouldn't work to pass it from Chalitza. And you have to say the shtickle, that the negeya tur tzara, that's telling the shame erva. Erva asks the tzara, the negeya tur chalitza, that's telling tfisas kedushin. Here, since if the baal would need a get, so by the yavam would need chalitza. Now the Ramban and other Rishayim, the Rashi also learns that the Rav and Enechanami is not saying Rav holds that way. Rav tumak tzivim karayis would have had a path of chalitza for whatever reason. Rav Yosef holds that way. Since Rav Yosef went and said that the Achav Leil Yavam doesn't pater because he says his Svar can't be. Since the Baal needs a get, the Yavam needs Chalitza. So the Sugyan state is Mavur that there can't be a Ptur Chalitza. So even though Rav held it could be, but the Sugyan state that held it can't be, it's a Machlekes Rav and Rav Yosef. And Mimela, the Ravan is being Machma like the Sugyan state. The Rif and the Rambam Paskin like our Sugya. The Rif Paskin is like Rav. The Rambam Paskin is the Ptur Chalitza. But the Rav is being Machma like the Sugya in Saita. So that's another Pshat in the Rav. One Pshat is that Rav Gufa is not Patin Chalitza. And one Pshat is the Machlaikis, our Sugya in the Sugya in Saita, and the Rav is Machma like the Sugya in Saita. But the Rosh argues on the Rav, because he holds that the Sugya in Saita stems the Rav. Because the Sugyan Saita, he says, is talking about Saita Safik. By Saita Safik, he could say the Svara. Ilu Issa Labao Milay Boy, Get Hashanami Boy Chalitza. But by Saita Vada, you don't say that Safik. Because since Tumuk Sivi by Karayis, so Mamela, that's a Tur Chalitza. So Manafashtain the Rosh. Because that Gemara also had a drasha to patah for chalitza. Abai asked the kasha, la'ach avoy liyam v'shat patah chalitza. And Rav Yosef answered, it can't be. Why would tumah barayis be different than la'ach avoy liyam? See, according to the Ramban, Rav Gufa is coming from la'ach avoy liyam. The Ramban and the Rajba hold, tumah karayis doesn't patah chalitza. And if Rav holds chalitza's patah, it's taka from la'ach avoy liyam. So that's a direct collision with the Sugya and Saita that says La'achav Leili Avam doesn't pat the Chalitza. But the Rosh holds that Tumah Karayis does pat the Chalitza. And the Gemara in Saita is Tumah at Saita Safik. And by Saita Safik, you don't have Tumah Karayis. So Mel is not a Kasha. Tumah Karayis pat the Chalitza. And on that, you don't have that Kasha. La'achav Leili Avam, that can't pat the Chalitza. But what's the pshat? Why would Rav Yosef's taina be a taina specifically on la'achav leili avam and not on tumah karayis? And I think the Goyim was bothered with that question, because the Goyim writes, and we'll get to this, that divrei Rosh is kash in laholman and divrei arrive in the chayin in the mukhrachim. It doesn't explain what his kash is. And the Rosh is saying a parsha the chilik, that the Gemara there that says that it doesn't pat the chalitza is tumah tzeit safik, and it was tumah tzeit vaday. But I think his kash is because in that Gemara also had a drasha to patah from chalitza, but said it can't, because since if Yisrael Mabal they never get, so who would then, now that it's Yisrael Yavam, you give chalitza. So why would Tumah B'Karayis be different? But there's a pshat from Reb Chaim Leizer and Reb Chaim, not directly on this kasha, but I think l'fi that pshat, this kasha will be miyoshev etiv. Let's see the Rosh L'miluyeh. The Rosh says like Tesis, that the Tumah Karayis is going on when she's Mizana. So even though the Pasuk says the Tumah there in Parshas Nasai, but a Seita Safik won't be part of from Chalitza, because the Tumah is going on when she's Mizana. And there's a Kasha, why don't you say Safik Kavadai? Safik Kavadai should say that she's Mizana. And the Teretz says you only say Safik Kavadai L'chum and not L'kula. As I state in Tesis, and the Rosh brings that all. But there's a kasha which Tesis leaves off with, is like this. Like we asked before. What was the Gemara's kasha with the Siam Yevumi, since Tumah, when she was Mizana, is a Ptur from Yibin Chalitza, so now that you have a Suffolk if she's Mizana, so Al-Kapanim L'Chumra, she can't be Miyam, because maybe she was Mizana. So that was Tesis' kasha. So the Rosh says the Teretz, that the Tumah, that's Karayis, is only when there's a lav. Arayis have a lav. So when the Torah says Tumah is a lav, by Seita Vadai, the Torah says Tumah is a lav. La yuchal bala risha in lashal v'kachta, achrei yesher Tumah. And the Gemara Darsh is l'rabba Seita shenistra, so there's a lav. If it's a lav, then it's Karayis. But the Tumah by Seita Safik is an assay. The Tumah by Seita Safik is an assay, and mail it's not Karayis. And the Melon, Zakhtem, it's not even a Suffolk Erva. So Melon, the Gemara asked with the Siam Yevumi. Now it doesn't explain so well. Why isn't it a Suffolk Erva? What's the Teretz? If Saita Vadai, meaning if she was Mizana, it's Arayis, it's a lav. So if we have a Suffolk if she was Mizana, so it should be a Suffolk if you have Karayis. What's this Teretz that only the Tumah of a lav is Karayis and Tumah of Asay is not Karayis? Fine, the Seder. But your kasha is, why could she be Misyavim? And the Chari have a Suffolk if she has Tumah. And the Tumah, I mean, on the side there's Tumah, then it's Karayis. What's the pshat in the Teretz? And you have a similar kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchus Yim v'Chalitza Perek Vav Halacha Yotes Paskins that Isha does Mizana B'Ratzinu Be'edim is Pturim in Achlitzim Yiv V'Chein Sarasa because Tumah Ksivim B'Karayis. But let's say you have a Seder, which the Baal dies, Kaidim Shishkena Me'amarim. His Chaletzis Leimis Yadenis. And if she has a Tzara, the Tzras is Mutter, the Chaletzis Leimis Yadenis. So the Rambam Paschas Halacha Lameisa, that a Seita Safek, the Tzara can be Me'abim. You have the same Kasha, the Kaidim ask. But maybe she was Mizana. On the Chad she was Mizana, then she's a Seita. I mean, then she's a Seita Vada. On that side, so why do you say that misafik, the tzara, can't be miyamim, amashapela? So it's a similar kasha. The Rosh is not talking about the Tzara. The Rosh is talking about the Saita herself. And the Rosh says, Tumma Ksiva Bakarayas cannot aser a suffix Saita for being the Adam. You know why? Because Tumma Ksiva Bakarayas is only said by a lav. And a lav is by Vadai. And by a suffix there's no Tumma. Mishael is good. But if it's a suffix, then maybe she's Mizana. If she's Mizana, there is a lav. So she should be aser a suffix. And the same thing is Taka L'maisa Shver in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Tzara of a Saita Safik is Misyadim. Why? Maybe she was Mizana. Tell her. Sakh Yom Chaim Ha'izu Nachi Ezra Simon Aleph. And Yom Chaim says the same. Terence Yom Chaim says a little differently. First your Saita is, now we have a din, my Saita Safik of Safik Kavadai. Is it the Pshat that the Torah is telling you that what happened is that she was Mizana? And maybe it's only Negei L'chum and not L'kula, but that's what the Torah is telling you. That's the Metzius. The reason why she's Aser is because the Torah tells us Neman she was Mizana. Or no. Anaya Briya, Anaya Din Toma. Even if Kame Shmaya Gali, she was a Mizana. If you have Kini and Stira, Siddha Toma. And it brings the Taisis and Saita, that says, Echel Abal, Echel Abal, Echel the Truma. Now let's say you have an Ashes Kayin, there was Kine and Stira, and she happens to know that she was a Mizana. Is she personally allowed to eat Truma? No one's going to see her. Is she allowed to eat Truma? Zaktai says no. Because that's a din. There's a din, the Kine and Stira Shafta Tuma, even if she was a Mizana. So Tuma Chadesh is Mizaris, the concept even if Kamish Mayagali, she was a Mizana. So then they say another big Yisait. If not for this Tuma, if not for this Nayadin, that Kini and Stira Shafta Tumah on its own accord, so then there's no Suffolk. And Ish is Miyachet, she has a Cheskes Kasha, she has a Cheskes Het to Levaila. There's no Suffolk. Without the Din of Kini and Stira, we don't even have a Suffolk. There's a Din of Kini and Stira, which is a Din Suffolk and Suffolk Kavadeh, and that's a Tumah Mechadeshes. But Lule the Din, if there wouldn't be for this Din of Kini and Stira, there wouldn't be a Suffolk at all. So Mela, this is the Pshat in the Rosh. The Din Tumah that says in Parashas Nasai doesn't apply to the Yavam. It's not Karayis. There's no lav there. The Din Tumah that's Karayis is the Din Tumah that says in Parashas Kiseitse, Vayucha Bali Rishnach Hershey Tumah, the Rambam Seita Shazitza. That is the Tumah that's Karayis. So Mela, the Negei of this Din of Tumah Karayis, it says here, if she doesn't have Edom, if she just says Kini and Stira, there's no Suffolk. We don't have the Suffolk altogether. She's like a regular Isha that was Miyachin, that Enayis in Ala Yichud. She's Materis Gemurim. So now that's the Gemara's Kashif, the Siam Yevumi. As far as the Yavim is concerned, there is no Suffolk. We know for sure she wasn't Mizana. Why is she also to the Baal? Anayi Din Tuma Mechadeshes. Not because she might have been Mizana. Even if she wasn't Mizana, she's also to the Baal. Kini Estir is an Iser. Kini Estir is a Tuma. A Tuma Panase. Not a Tuma Karayis. But in the Gay of the Yavam, we have a Din that she have a Chazaka that she wasn't Mizana. There's not even a Suffolk. And that's why the Gemara can ask the Kasha of the Siam Yavumi. And that's why the Rambam says that the Tzara is Taka Mutter, because we know she wasn't Mizana, the Negei of the Yavam. Hazak the Gemara, so why can't she be Miyadim? Lish Acher. Oh, Lish Acher, that's not do to Mekarais. That's an Issa Yibam. The Gemara says, oh, we have an Issa Yibam from Lish Acher, so let it be Ptur Chalitza. Let's dash in Lish Acher and tell you Ptur Chalitza. The Gemara says, oh, but there's no Tumakarais. It's an Issa Din of Lish Acher. No, so Ptur Chalitza, you need each piece's condition. And since for the Baal, she needs the get. So Mela for the Yavam, she'll need Chalitza. But that's by Saita Suffolk. Where there is no Tumah. There is no Tumah Karayis. Because as far as we're concerned, I sit a din of Tumah, of the Kine and Stira, we're going to assume she was a Mizana. So why is she also to the Yavam? Because the din Kine and Stira has a din L'achav L'Yavam. But the din Kine and Stira can't, that says L'achav L'Yavam, that can't be a Ptur Chalitza because it's Tvisa's condition. But Rav said to Maksivu Bakarais. And the Rosh is going with the gang of Taisus. We said before, Tupstadim. If it's a pshat that the Issa Saita is an Issa Erva, that's the Ramban and the Rashba. An Issa Erva, doesn't make a Ptur Chalitza without, if this tefisa is Kedusha. In this Erev Aas is a Tzara, doesn't make a Ptur Chalitza. That's Ramban and the Rashba's guy. That's who he said. And they hold the Ptur Chalitza because Rav holds the Achav Eliyahu does make a Ptur Chalitza. But the Rosh holds like the second gang. That Tumak Siva Bekarayis is not the Pshat that there is an Issa Erva here. There's no Issa Erva. But she has a din of an Erva. The din of the Erva is two dinim. Asa Zitzara and Patas Chalitza. You don't need anything for that. But that's only when you have the Slate of Adai, where there you have the Lab, and there you have the Tumah. So then, when she's Pata, for you mean Chalitza, her and Atzara. So I don't need La'akav Le'liyavam. La'akav Le'liyavam, that works with Kini and Stira. That works that the Isser of the Baal, that Tumah of the Baal, goes to the Yavam. That Tumah is not Kairais. I, that alone, La'akav Le'liyavam, should Pata Chalitza. So now the Gemara says that since it's Tvisas Kedushin, you can't Pata Chalitza. But the din of Tumah Karayis is the pshat that the Torah says that even though it doesn't have the properties of an Erva, but it has all the dinim of an Erva, that would Pata Chalitza, you can't ask a kasha the Tvisas Kedushin at about. So what the Tvisas Kedushin? It's Xeris Akasiv as the din of Arayis. So that's why, as long as the Tumah in Parshas Nasa is Karayis, even though it's a suffix, and we don't know that it's Karayis, but Al-Kapanim is suffix, you have to say it's Karayis. That's good for the din. But once the Tumah there in Parshas Nasa is an assay, the Tumah of suffix Seit is B'chol not Karayis. And without that din Tumah, she's Mataris Lagamri. So the Gemara is asking to Siyam Yivumi, and that's the Pshat in the Rambam, the Tzarek Atakadim is Yavim. That's the Pshat in the Rosh, the Fidah Reb Chaim, Leizah, and the Reb Chaim. Just want to finish the sugya. Linyan halacha by a seit of adai in the tzara. The Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh all passing like Rav and seit of adai in the tzara p'tura. The Ravid paskins and his chalitza. So does the Rav that the Ritva brings. The Mardchai also is machmir that way, and the Chumash Sedeshin also brings from the Maram that way. And like we said, the Rav says maybe even Rav holds in chalitza. Though the Rishonim are saying maybe don't paskin like Rav. Passing like the sugya in Seita, the Gemara Nef Gimel also says Lamude de Rav de Ravasi is a shluk mashmi no passing like Rav. This shaila came up a lot of times. Tzara Seita even you think it would never come up, but it came up throughout the days, including in Reb Chaim Leizer. What's the din if somebody's wife goes off the derech and she runs away and she becomes a mishumedes and she marries a mishundit? So there was a shaila. What we do now is we do zikri haget. In order for the husband to get remarried, he does a zikri haget. Since it's a schuz gomish, he's asked him anyway, so you can do a zikri haget. That's what we do. But the woman hug him that he gets married without a zikri haget. There's no problem with her in the renegation. She's asked him anyway. And therefore he could get married. Now if he dies without children, so the mishumedes that ran away is a seita, and his wife that he's married to now is a Tzara Seita. So that's the question. Does she need Chalitza or not? So this happened a bunch of times. The Chumash Sedeshin talks about it. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Ayin Gimel paskins that you don't need Chalitza. The Ramad brings the Yeshayimim, the Rav and the other Rishayim that you do need Chalitza, and he says Yesh Lahachmir. And the Gayin, like we said before, was maskim to this. He says, Divi Arayv in the Chayinim Ubrurim, that were machmir like the Sugya and Seita, that you do need Chalitza.